welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends, Power Hour Nation. That great gift left to us by Joyce Riley, and the ultimate weapon to restore the Republic and set us free, keep us free, and keep us good and healthy, too, because Power Hour Mall sells all kinds of great things to help you. And some of the promos I better get to so I don't forget. 25% off Pfeiffer formulas, REM sleep, Tranquil. And it's very important to have a good, sound, decent sleep and just be refreshed. And if you've ever had a sleeping pill or any of those poisons drug companies give you, you know what they do to your head. You get the ultimate hangover. You probably don't really sleep all that well anyway. But herbal products just kind of, it's like, you know, dancing to the music and everything's good. 25% off Healthy Flow powder. Happy Bodies Detox Cocktail, and boy, here's a big word for me, so I should have spent more time in chemistry. Phosphatidylcholine, 10% off. I guess if you can pronounce it and spell it blindfolded, maybe they'll even give you more off. Mother Earth Minerals Healthy Balance, 10% off. 10% off Good Health Naturally products. 10% off North American Herb and Spice products. New products, Elderberry and Echinacea, 2 fluid ounces. Rest Vitals, red sour grape. And as soon as you hear that word grape, you know. Blockbuster All Clear by Good Healthy Naturally. Of course, naturally. You know why? Because God made it so. And we can put it in a little jar, bottle, or capsule at these times. We don't have to exactly pick it off a tree. And that's what we're made for. We work in harmony that way. You can't do better than that. Joining us in the next hour, of course, is my favorite lost brother from the States, Jack Mullen. It's too bad. I always tease him. It's where we don't have a Panama Clipper plane to take off to the South Pacific somewhere. And just say, you know, knock yourselves out. But we also have to have a destiny fulfilled. We have to try to save as many people as can be saved from this monster that's coming. Jack sent me a video of the local euthanasia center in his area. And in a way, it was kind of nice to see what his eyes see, you know. And we'll probably never get to meet or visit each other under all the circumstances going on. And so it's just nice to know that Jack was there. I saw it with my own eyes, too. But I see all these slaves just marching to these places to get these things. And it just... troubles my heart, really, because I know what's in them, and I know everything they tell us about them is a lie, and it's hard to tell people about it, but, you know, they're just in some sort of zombie state that even if they know better, they're psychologically compelled to march and get this thing, which is dangerous, totally experimental, and things are happening. That doesn't get the front page news. It's news. It just doesn't get front page news. Like I said earlier, 2,200 died in Scotland after getting these injections, 24 dead in Canada, 2,500 getting severe reactions. And they lied flat out at first, saying, AstraZeneca does not cause blood clots. Because that's what they pay you to say. And then a friend of mine knows a guy who got one. And he got a blood clot on his jugular vein. And even Health Canada said, you know, maybe you shouldn't get the second one. Ooh. Okay, Mr. Bill, but I could feel the lump in my throat and I could go any minute. But that's okay. It's good for the cause to bring in a new world order, a complete and total surveillance system, to give you the mark of the beast. And ultimately, they want to cull the human herd anyway. That's why Jack called it a euthanasia center. Welcome aboard, Jack. I know what's on your mind, but tell the rest.
I know. You and I think very similarly. It's kind of strange. I'm not writing off that we're going to get a chance to get together at some point. I do have a pilot's license, and I would really like to purchase a gyrocopter. Some of the new gyrocopters, even the four-seaters that are much larger than the idea that used to be for a gyrocopter, so just so exciting to me. I mean, when I see them, my heart starts to race. It's like, that's me for some reason or another. And But anyway, if I ever stumble into one, I'll fly up your way, meet you someplace, and we'll have lunch or something and and enjoy the day.
Well, there's a little airport, I can't call it airport, a little airstrip just down the way slightly from a flying club. They do glider stuff, so it's not too far.
Well, that's what the gyrocopter is awesome about. You know, you can just, you basically can almost hover. You can't, but you can land just about any little field that has, you know, maybe 300 feet, 400 feet or so, to pop it back up in the air, especially if there's a lot of wind blowing. So anyway, that's an option. And like I said, we might buy a catamaran and pick you up somewhere, you know, in some sort of coastal area. And then we head down to those islands in the South Pacific where we've been talking about, because we know that this situation that we're in right now is not going to get better. It doesn't have a better picture for us in the near future. And whatever it is that we're doing right now, we're trying to help and wake up people the best we can. I mean, my own internal pulse is always high, thinking I'm not doing enough. I should be buying billboards. But there's a part of me that resigns to the fact that this is going to happen now, whether I like it or not. And probably the thing to do is to not be where it's going to be the most active. And of course, the United States is that place. Well, for that matter, all the white former European colonies are under the primary, they're the primary target. They're taking all the brunt of this at the beginning. And, so we know that, you know, it's hard to run, but nonetheless, if there is a place to go and you're out there listening and you've got that opportunity, my suggestion is that you start making use of it, because I don't know how much more time we have before we're not going to be able to travel normally at all. And George, you can jump in whenever you like, but there's just so much happening right now. It's every single day. It's just unbelievable. And I was looking, you know, I like to start off these conversations with you where I talk a little bit about things that really matter to people before that they might be able to make some changes right now. And one of them is in the economic destruction of Western civilization. And in particular, the world's last superpower, the lights are going to be turned off here before long. I mean, the economy is in full scale, absolute, total free fall collapse. And the mainstream media, with its talking heads, especially the people that come on during the newscasts and talk about the economy, are telling us that the economy is looking rosy. And I mean, it's the greatest dichotomy and truth I've ever seen in my life. It's unbelievable. Week after week, we got the new jobs report today. I think the number was 719,000 people filing for first time unemployment. It was 644,000 last week. It was 760,000 the week before, 700 and some thousand the week before that. This just goes on and on and on and on. And Americans are watching the entire middle class being wiped out. They're in the presence of a time period when the entire economy that may remain at the end will be nationalized. We see the Federal Reserve, which is a global banking cartel and a primary money source for the main enemy of mankind, in league with BlackRock, another country-sized entity with assets, you know, like in the 27 trillions, both working together as a team to buy up the assets in the United States. They're buying everything. I mean, we could list everything, you know, of value here today, and you would see that they're involved with purchasing it as people have to get rid of it, or they're failing in debt, or cities are collapsing, or municipalities are collapsing. We're talking about corporate debt. They're buying it all up. And in the meantime, they're printing money to do it, and massive amounts of money. And as a result of that, you know, for the first time, the U.S. dollar, which has been largely shielded from the appearance of inflation because it has been a global currency. And so you can export your inflation, and you can cooperate with countries like China to take your dollars for things like gigas, and other nations take your dollars for namely oil, and then they can throw the dollars in a drawer for a while and promise to hold them, and then hold them as assets. So, you know, that some of the dollars get sucked back into the system for a time being. But right now they're going nosebleed ahead, and at the same time, incomes are falling and spending is collapsing. I mean, there's no stores left. I mean, where I live, you see just basically one store left in a little strip mall. You can go into the mall that I used to frequent and find all of the primary box stores gone. You got a few places in there selling some, you know, vapor stuff, or, you know, just little things that for the most part are not going to contribute to the overall economy in any way. And we watch the mainstream media lie to us continuously. I mean, we see record stock prices while the economy is in flames and crashing to the ground. We don't see any effect on the stock market at all. And we see the price of gold and silver being managed at unbelievably low prices. These things have no connection whatsoever to its actual price based on the shortages that are involved with, say, for example, silver, and the uses of silver, and the fact that the silver industry has for years not been able to afford to even mine silver. So its shortages are even, greater than most people know. So the average American turns on the TV and he sees, oh, the stock market hit another record high, and thinks because his 401k is invested in, some Apple stock or something, that this is reality. But in fact, it's not. Those rising prices are not reflective of the income of those corporations. The value itself, the price itself, has no connection to reality. It's not something that the market has determined. It's just simply printed numbers now, and it can be done by just printing unending amounts of money to buy the stock market. While at the same time, the unemployment rate right now, according to Shadow Stats, John Williams' site, 25.8%. And we see inflation rates based on 1980, the system that they used to figure out inflation in the 1980s, is over 10%. And these are record highs. These things are massively destructive to the economy. The money supply year over year between February 21 and 20 was 69.6%, up 7% from January. So, you know, at some point this stuff comes home. We see the engineered destruction of the food supply. We see the engineered destruction of the availability of petrochemicals. I mean, these various activities we've seen around the world, like that ridiculous blocking of the Suez Canal. We saw explosions in South America, a tremendous explosion in Indonesia and an oil producing plant not long ago, a few days ago. All these things are contributing to rising prices of petrol, gasoline, oil prices. And of course we know oil prices underline all prices. So you can't manufacture something or another without figuring in oil prices. You can't distribute or ship anything without figuring in oil prices. You can't grow and distribute food without oil prices, etc. So these rising oil prices deliberately cause to maintain a high so it's some sort of factor in maintaining the economy's stability from the point of view of those that are, you know, inevitably going to lose control of the economy, which are the enemy at hand. Keeping these prices high benefit them, but at the same time, it's contributing to rising food prices and soon rising every price, because just that little glitch in a ship sitting in that Suez Canal was something like $400 billion an hour that it cost the world. So these things are happening. They're deliberate. We're in the middle of a fake pandemic. The pandemic created largely to scare people into taking this so-called vaccine, which we know is not a vaccine, and by definition is not a vaccine. is some sort of technology that is going to be implanted. And the Moderna, you know, the white pages of the Moderna description of their vaccine is that it is a platform, and it could be loosely translated into an operating system, and they call it their software of life. So they're even, you know, bragging that they have figured out how to control the software of life, that software being our genetics, our individual DNA can now be modified. And so while Americans are being told there's a pandemic, you know, the thinking human being can look around and say, but I don't see anybody dying. I see normal death rates. I see no increase whatsoever in the number of people dying. And this is so frustrating to me. It's so painful to go to a grocery store and see all these poor, pathetic people with their heads down, shuffling through these stores, glancing up at me with no mask and giving me the look of evil, thinking that I'm harming them when I'm in fact one of the few people that's actually trying to do something to protect them. And so everything that we experience today is absolutely the opposite. If you're going to listen to the newscasts on mainstream media, you have to assume that everything they're telling you is diametrically opposite to what it is that you're hearing. And if you can adopt that kind of strategy and begin to put two and two together, you can come up with four, not five. This isn't an Orwell novel, or at least it doesn't have to be. It sounds like an Orwell novel, but regardless, I'm just, you know, I don't know what to say about how long this has gone on. A year and some change, and people are still wearing their masks as though there was some kind of death rate. Yet we have study after study showing that there is no increase in the number of people dying. The CDC says that the survival rate of the so-called coronavirus is 99.99% on the average, and that includes across the whole age spectrum, where it gets a little bit lower than that for people 70 and above. We find the average age of people dying of the so-called coronavirus is above 70, and typically in Australia, for example, it's like 83. And so these are just normal deaths being attributed to coronavirus. They've substituted with coronavirus to mean from coronavirus, and Americans can't hear what they're saying. And I just don't know how to break into that and, you know, find some way to break the ice. I mean, we can read that the former Pfizer vice president announces that it's entirely possible the vaccine campaign will be used for massive scale depopulation. That's an article from the AmericanFrontlineDoctors.com. And he's somebody that ought to know. The Pfizer vaccine is one of the biggest killers. That AstraZeneca is now being, you know, it's so overtly deadly that it has to be stopped. In nations, or even the ones under the control of the globalists, are saying, well, we probably ought to back off this vaccine for a while because people might catch on. Sherry Tenpenny says COVID-19 was created to scare people into taking a killer messenger RNA vaccine. And, of course, that is the case. She has a lot of information for those of you that might want to look her up about what is going to happen long term for people that unfortunately have taken the vaccine. It's something that many people are saying is irreversible, and it's going to be responsible for a large scale reduction in population. And, you know, I don't know how to explain it any better. I wrote a really nice little pamphlet, not too long ago, and now I can't seem to put my hands on it. However, I try to create some pamphlets that, you know, you can pass out, and we put that up on blog.thegovernmentrag.com under real COVID-19 facts. And then we have a list of flyers you can download. And I wrote an article that I published a few weeks ago called Gentleman's Genocide. And then I changed it, the title for that, to Gentleman's Genocide: Catastrophe Awaits as Americans Opt for a Dangerous Experimental Vaccine for a Disease with 99.99% Survival Rate. And so these people are standing in line to get a vaccine, not because they can sense that there's a pandemic. They know better than that in their heart. What they want to do is get back to their normal life. And that's the really sad part. I listened to David Icke, I believe, speaking about someone who took the vaccine simply so that they could go on holiday, which, of course, that's vacation in Europe. And they wanted to take a 2-week vacation. Well, the whole family lines up and gets this deadly vax tech. And then they're told they still can't go on the holiday after all, because we have too many COVID-19 lockdowns. And what I find most interesting is that, you know, this thing where you're supposedly going to get a vaccine and go back to your normal life, the manufacturers of these drugs don't tell you that it can cure or prevent coronavirus. In fact, we're seeing large rises in people that are being tested with that fake test that have already been given the vaccine, full courses of it, and they're still showing up with coronavirus. So there's not going to be any relief from that. You're being injected with some technology so that you can become the property of the manufacturer of your vaccination. Probably you have tacitly signed over your right to your own genetics by taking this and agreeing to it up front, that you waive your rights or whatever it is you have to sign or say in order for them to stick this thing in your body. Now we notice that they've stopped referring to it as a vaccine, and they mostly refer to it as a jab. That's supposed to be some sort of little cute euphemism for it. It's just a jab. And, of course, it's a life-changing jab that I don't even know. We don't even know. I mean, people like Tenpenny expect that, you know, not only will it be involved with mass depopulation, but all sorts of horrific things can happen after you take it, related to how your body's going to react to its normal disease and what sort of effects we see. I saw a woman took the vaccine in Europe recently. I saw this in a very credible source. She developed this rash all over her body. She said is extremely agonizing was her word, agonizingly painful. And you can see this tremendous rash all over her face and chest and arms and probably over her entire body.
And it was over her entire body. I saw the pictures too. When a chap in New York, he had the same reaction. And there's a rash of that going on for some strange reason. Because we're stupid and we believe the liars. And, yep. You know, it's survival of the fittest. Make your mind fit. Listen to Power Hour Nation. We'll be with you on the other side of the break. I'm George Foyne with Jack Mullen. We'll save America.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, New Man of food storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
You know what my mission was when I started this, and I was so excited. I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamur toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Each and every one of you are very special to us here at the Power Hour, which is why we offer this special for you. Now through this Sunday, 10% off all Good Health Naturally products at thepowermall.com. That's right, all Good Health Naturally products are 10% off all week long. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or online at our newly designed thepowermall.com store. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. Hurry, sale ends this Sunday.
Welcome back, my friends, to the last hope on the planet Earth, Power Hour Nation. One of the few nations in this world that isn't controlled by the global monopolies that challenge our life and opinions, which is good for you, good for me, and good for everyone else, because we can see the train coming down the tracks, and we can step out of the way. Jack and I were just talking about, you know, how we knew for a long time what was coming. You know, prophets, you could call us that, or maybe we're connected to a giant karma cloud that just makes us understand and interpret things. We smell it. It's in the air. And, you know, with every step it takes to come closer to us, you know, we're more and more certain of what we speak and what we know, and we're determined not to run away and save ourselves, but to stand firm and expose it. And try to warn other people of the dangers that are coming. You know, it's coming up to a very special day for a lot of people. Here in Ontario, our governor, Ford, the other Ford's brother that was made the laughingstock of the world and died of cancer, and I always wonder if they murdered him because he had a heart. The other guy is like a reincarnation of Mussolini, really, but he's going to lock us down for the other big Christian holiday. And primarily because when you're working for Antichrist, you can't allow families to get together and partake of their various festivals, whether they be the Passover, the Easter ceremony. But if there's a lesson to be learned, and for a lot of you, you probably heard of Jesus. Caesar placed him under lockdown in a cave. And for some strange reason, the stone rolled away, and he escaped. And so can you. You have that power. You only stay in the cave, trapped, when you give it the power to hold you back. When you manifest your freedom, you escape. Even to think about it gives energy to the great electrical grid of the human souls all connected to God. Just to think about your freedom, to think about dashing and smashing your way out of this bondage that they're trying to put us in. If we all manifest and pray in that direction, we can create that reality from mind to mind and from the cloud the good Lord rests in, not the one Bill Gates and all those other clowns rest in. You have the power. It's in you. It's within you. Just to use it. One of the things I like to do just as a, you know, counterstroke is to think about history. And one of the things I like to think about in history is, you know, you watch some of the great World War II prison films. or something of the like. What is it the duty of every prisoner of war? And we are prisoners of war to whatever we're fighting here. What's your duty? Your primary duty is to escape. So even if you just go on the tube and whatever tube you got, and, you know, I've been posting old shows like Colditz, the prison show that was quite interesting. And, you know, you can start looking about things like that. Think about the movie The Great Escape. Think about things like that. How am I going to escape? How am I going to set myself free? How am I going to break away from this grid they're trying to put in? Maybe go exploring for where am I going to find a source of water? Where is the renewable food sources? And think, where am I going to put my garden? All kinds of little things. And you're creating positive energy to escape. And that's very, very important. I found this show I never watched before, never heard of because I gave up on TV, but sometimes you come across something that's very profound. It was called Project Blue Book. And it's based on all the old UFO sightings. And as I delved deeper and deeper and deeper into this stuff, around everybody knew about this in the early 50s before I was born. It was on the front page of Life. It was on the front page of Look magazine, a 1956 movie done with the original people who were at the Washington merry-go-round. Was made. And it's a little dry because it's like a docu thing. It's like World War II propaganda. But, you know, they show the evidence they had. And then as I studied a little deeper, I came across a quote from some president that doesn't make the rounds as much, Harry S. Truman. I can assure you the flying saucers, given that they exist, are not constructed by any power on Earth. Harry S. Truman, White House press conference, Washington, D.C., April 4, 1950. And then in the show, they have a quote, and I love it. It's Harry Truman's. The only thing in the world that's new is the history you do not know. I went, oh, love it. Because every time I learn something in history, get a new factoid of one sort or another, just like Jack, we like books, we read things. And when we get these things, they change things in us, because we were programmed not to be programmed, you know, and we know they're lying to us, so we're searching for truth. And when we find it, we adapt it into our way of life and into our words, and we try to share it with people to help them. And one article that I'd come across last year, but I refreshed my memory after looking at some of these things, was the Israeli space official Haim Eshet, who wrote a book, The Universe Beyond the Horizon, where he said, and he was in charge of an Israeli space intelligence agency, he's 87, that we made a treaty with whatever the hidden force is that manages our planet, Trump and the Israeli government. And the Israeli government has surrendered its people to the Pfizer jab to put in what I would call almost alien technology. Computer nanobot materials, the anti-life, the anti-Christ, the anti-material, to change your DNA, to turn you away from the image of God into the image of the artificial reality, the artificial existence, the artificial person. That was a great sin to create the image, but I don't think people understood it at the time because they didn't understand the depth and breadth of what they were talking about. The image is in the DNA. And the great demons all through history, that was one of the big stories from Babylon, was it Enki? Was he the evil one? He changed the DNA. So there's more to Babylon than just the money and the destruction of these cities. And the big poker game is, if the seed is demonized, will God do the correction? And will we be tried in the fire to see who's naughty and who's nice? I always use Smokey the Bear's expression there. Learn not to burn. Could serve you very, very well. We're playing with the ultimate change. And we're being led into it. And I don't think it's good. And all the doctors, you know, when you use logic, 2 + 2 = 4. And when one doctor says it's yes and another doctor says it's no, well, somebody's lying. And it's like this. We have an issue where they say there is a disease, and this is a cure, but after they give it to you, they say it doesn't work. But we're telling the truth, and we want you to take more and give it to more people. Well, that doesn't make any sense at all. So obviously they're lying. And the person who doesn't get it, and the person who's healthy, who doesn't wear a mask, and has kept their vitamins up, and keeps their immune system strong, could probably drink COVID ale, and nothing's going to happen to them. So they must be with the truth, where the others are lying. You wouldn't have to lie if this was in any way, shape, or form true. And I look at the level of the lie, tells me the nefariousness of the plot. And then when I look on the fringes, I see, oh, and by the way, we don't like that guy AR anymore. And, you know, even America, I was in the Power Hour news Friday as well about, you know, the gun laws turn 105 million Americans into instant criminals, that you're going to try to do the same thing Trudeau's trying to do here in Canada. Well, what do you need them for? Like, you know, virtually any sports shooter you could come across is completely nonviolent. They may even be more nonviolent than Gandhi. So who are you trying to kid? What are you trying to prove? Even if you took their children away kicking and screaming, especially here in Canada, you're so mind-controlled and conditioned that you don't have a right to protect yourself that you'd probably hold the door open. And while the guy's leaving, you'd probably offer your wife. So what's to be afraid of? What are they afraid of? What are they worried about that people would react violently to certain circumstances that are in the future? I think we know. Maybe mass genocide just might be the tipping point where you wouldn't like it so much anymore. And you might say, I'm not going to go for it. Thanks, but no thanks. And then the fight starts. Because I look at this as stages. First stage is advertising. And the suckers are lined up at the euthanasia centers for that. The next step is coercion. You want this? Well, you have to do that, eh? We have ways, you know. That's Klaus Schwab's imitation, as best as I can do. And then after that, it's just like they just gang up on you, beat you into the ground, and stick it in your butt. You're one of ours now. And then for the few lucky ones that had a gyrocopter and disappeared into the wilderness, they're just going to hunt you down and kill you. And it's game over. And then after that, everybody's part of the Borg, all connected to the beast, the central entity computer, to manage every bodily function, every thought, every idea, in the ultimate control freak game. Sounds like heaven. It's too bad. I mean, we should write a constitution of what that's like, you know, what your rights are in jest when you're in that system. But that's the way it is. And we have to face it, deal with it, and come out on top. And I think we can. Because if this was so powerful, they'd have just it would be over already. But they have a weakness. And that's why it's long drawn out, and that's why they're using psychological warfare more than anything else. Is because that weakness can be exploited when we come to terms with it. But the biggest part is, we just say, no. Not just no, hell no. No. What part of no don't you understand? No. And we'll break the mold. And then I was teasing Jack, too, for people who are committed to this. I always tell people I'm taking a heavy equipment course. Maybe what for? I'm going to bury the dead. Don't expect an old guy like me to use a pick and shovel, do you? I'm going to get a bulldozer. Makes a bigger hole faster. Because that's why I wear a mask, because of the smell. It's not because of any germs. Okay, Jack. We'll turn it over to you.
I don't know if there's anything left to say. I know that I get accused of being a little straightforward, should we say, when it comes to describing our current situation. But I think you're pretty good at it as well. There's no hopium here. There's no relying on some hero in this situation that, I mean, when, you know, people were talking about Trump going to do this and that in 2016, at that time, my education was sufficient to know that that was physically and fundamentally impossible. He wouldn't have been allowed a moment on TV or given any opportunity to win any rigged race, which they all are, had he not already signed his deal with the devil. And so imagining him coming out of nowhere or, you know, working in the background to drain something when, in fact, you know, all he did at the end was pardon the swamp is impossible. And now we see all these hopium sellers promising all sorts of things. Just relax. Let the system work it out. I mean, I hear this all the time. I literally can't help it because of what I do to earn a living. But regardless, it's just nonsense. And if people are living in a world of hopium dreams and high on hopium, there's no better time than now, because there won't be any time after now for you to make some sort of plans and provisions for what's going down here. George is correct. With the people that are still remaining are going to be, they're going to be respected by those who don't have the courage to even walk around without a mask, but they're going to be hated by them too. And what we see with people taking vaccines right now is that a lot of them are being harmed within the first 28 days or so, but we don't know where that goes after that. And I don't know how, but somehow I believe that these people will be turned against us. And we will be somebody that, you know, would be the focus of many things, including ravaging envy, which is a very, very vital force in human violence. And, you know, they'll be so upset that they can't face the fact that they already knew that this was coming and did nothing, that they'll attempt to just squash out anyone who remembers that. And that's concerning to me, too. And, you know, you mentioned Klaus does sound like he was a character on Hogan's Heroes. And it's just funny that he happens to sound like that. All the demonizing of the poor Germans. And then this guy just sounds like a classic, you know, Sergeant Schultz kind of voice. But these people have told us straight up. Klaus Schwab makes no he mixes no bones, or he doesn't take it easy on you. If you want to know what's going to happen, read his material, read The Great Reset, read all the materials that come out of the World Economic Forum. They have pages and pages of documents that you can sit in front of and see what the plan is. And we're moving into an age of absolute debauchery. I mean, the plan is to create people that have both sex built in, partially AI, chimeras, abominations. That's the only way to look at it. And this is happening without anybody stopping it in any way, shape, or form. George, you mentioned, you know, the fact that people are going to be witnessing mass genocide. Will they even notice it? I mean, for example, right now, you know, you can be told straight up by many, many people until they get shut up that there's no increase in the total number of deaths of humanity whatsoever. That lady that wrote that piece for the for Johns Hopkins University, you know, she explicitly said it. There's no increase in the number of deaths in 2020, and at the same time, the number of flu cases and the number of heart disease cases, et cetera, has gone down. So we can see immediately what's going on there. So when they bring mass genocide, will they even notice? I don't know. I was reading an article from this woman, Dr. Lee Merritt, and she was formerly the president of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. And she said this vax thing is a bioweapon. It's basically gene therapy. And she has had experience with bioweapons because she spent 10 years with the Navy as an orthopedic surgeon, but she wrote papers on methods of bioweaponry. And she said this is fifth generational warfare, which have, you know, is going to include biological agents, propaganda, economic warfare. And these are in lieu of conventional weapons. So we are at war. Americans are at war. White people are the target of the biggest, single target for this enemy, and they are being singled out for mass elimination. There's no easier way to say it. And if we can't suddenly wake up, take off the mask, say we're not doing the social distancing or any of this stuff going forward, then I don't see where there's any real hope. for large groups of people to survive. So the rest of us then have to decide, how are we going to survive? And, you know, George is going to go out and learn how to dig graves, and for some period of time, he'll probably have some employment. But after that, he's going to have to figure out why, you know, he happens to be unvaccinated and still in pretty good shape, and the rest of the crowd is kind of looking at him funny. So I think what we got to do right now is, you know, figure out how to make preparations for moving when the time comes to where there are people of our similar nature, making provisions for that by acquiring whatever would be at least mobile, but at the same time, useful. Right now, you probably need to convert your U.S. dollars into something of more value, whether it be something of economic exchange like silver primarily, or whether it be something like a cryptocurrency, which they still have a long run to go, things like Bitcoin and the variety of others that are strong right now and are going to grow, are a way that you can transport some wealth mobily. You're going to need to think about the food supply crisis and the collapse and how that's going to affect you, and what are you going to do short term until you find some place where you can pitch in and help grow some corn, or maybe you get a piece of property. But as George said, if you're trying to hide from this as an individual, no man being in an island, you cannot. I mean, it's not going to go away from your life because you went into the middle of nowhere and put up some solar panels and are living pretty good. We're talking about hunter-killer bots, you know, drones that'll find you through heat signature, noise, and other means, and locate you for people or just take you out themselves. You can watch that Bourne Legacy movie and see how easily that idea comes to life, and how being out in the middle of the forest nowhere doesn't keep you from being launched, or, you know, the target of a rocket launch. So these are the sort of things that you got to be considering. And I believe that, you know, at this point, we have to make every provision for some sort of quick escape to wherever we're going to make a stand. And there will be people making stands. This gun stuff that's coming up now, that's all deliberate. These laws are completely and 100% void in the Constitution. Therefore, they are not law. You don't have to follow those laws. But in doing so, you better be in a crowd of people that can help you support that, because there is no way that you can stand against stacked troops at your door and say, well, you don't have any right to take my guns. Well, they already got the right there. And their power comes from an end of a gun. And we have to think in the same way. George mentioned keeping yourself healthy. Right now, it's important to eat good food. You have to watch for the food. They're going to add these messenger RNA vaccine derivatives to your food supply, and they're going to pick up those of us that cannot and will not take the vaccine. They're going to pick us up some other way, and that's, you know, attempt to feed us that. And I don't know how to avoid that, except that, you know, for the short term, you get it in the best kind of health you can, and maybe you acquire some clean food, maybe enough to last for 6 months. And after 6 months, if you haven't figured out where to go, you're in pretty big trouble. George, you want to jump in there, or do you? I heard you.
Well, one thing I mentioned, you know, the last time I was up too, from an old TV show I was watching that just floored me. It was Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea. It was an early episode, The Price of Doom. And they made it quite plain. The villain taking over the world said, who controls the food controls the people. Who controls the people controls the world. And you see the globalists, especially like Gates and company, starting this company in Sweden, Eat, that's going to give you, you know, basically Soylent Yellow or something like that, where they make artificial crap and put glyphosates in it and give you a nice toxic nightmare to eat, and probably even have the mRNA ingredients as well. Secretly stashed away with a new catchy name to make it popular. And this is an all-out war for your body, your soul, the world. This is it. You know, if you're a believer and you've ever thought for a minute what Revelation means, what's coming, what the great prophets in the past have said, this is your time, brother, sister, this is your time. And, you know, it's all or nothing. You choose life, through the jab, and you lose it.
And you don't even have to be a believer. I mean, I don't
whether you believe or not, it's coming for you.
You got to believe that you want to live, right? You got to believe that you'd like to see your children have some kind of a life. You'd like to think that you're not going to be converted into some form of partial AI, robotic, you know, flesh thing that is now stuck here, maybe permanently. So it doesn't, I mean, you got to take a side right now in order to have a way out of here that's real and not, you know, I'm stuck here for the rest of eternity because my body won't die now. And that awaits a certain percentage of the people. Maybe it's small, but these people plan on eliminating those that'll go automatically and their bodies won't tolerate this crap. And those that hang in there because their bodies are unusual, they're going to face something even more gruesome. At least death's a way out. And I'm with you on that, George. I think it doesn't matter your belief system right now. What it matters is do you want to have a life of your own and for your family and to explore this world yourself and to understand things and to learn things and maybe move to a higher level in the future after you're out of here? Or do you just want to stay here indefinitely in this hellish mess that can be that way if people don't stand up and make it not so? And I'm one of the ones that think, you know, I'm just as afraid of all the things that come with war and pain and as anyone else. But what I see coming besides that is even worse. And I don't want a life like that. I don't want to live my whole life under somebody else's yoke. So, sorry.
Well, that's the big thing. You're not going to be you anymore when this is finished. You're going to be what they want you to be. And, you know, two science articles I came across were, you know, breakthrough device heals organs with a single touch, Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center. So this device instantly delivers new DNA or RNA into living skin cells to change their function. And like you say, it turns you into something that cannot die. It's called tissue nanotransfection, TNT. Oh, I'm TNT, I'm dynamite, but I'm stuck here in slavery forever. Well, it looks like the music's coming on. It's a shame. We're just almost getting in the third gear. Thanks, Jack, for coming out. Thanks for being Jack. Thanks for doing well. Thanks for the government rag. Because it's our way out. God bless you all. I'm George Freund. This is Power Hour Nation.
Thank you, George.
God bless you. God bless you all.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.